Well, the Pope's plane touched down at Lisbon International Airport at 11 a.m. local time for a four-day trip, during which Pope Benedict will visit the cities of Lisbon and Oporto, celebrate Mass with the faithful of the predominantly Catholic nation, meet with political authorities and personalities from the world of culture. But the highlight of this trip will be his pilgrimage to the Marian Shrine of Fatima, making him the third pope to pray at the sanctuary. Well, Veronica Scaresbrick joins us now live on the line from Portugal. Good evening, Veronica.
Good evening, Ema.
Veronica, we are coming to the end of this, the first day of his trip. We've had the traditional welcoming ceremony at the airport with the discourses of the Pope and the President. But what point of the papal schedule are we at so far?
Well, you mentioned that it's the end of the day almost, but actually there's the highlight of the day about to happen. And the Pope is still in the Apostolic Nunciature right now. It's his home for the occasion in Lisbon. And he'll be spending his first and only night in Portugal. In Lisbon. At any rate, he'll soon be heading by Pope Mobile amid the cheering crowds. There are plenty of them lining the streets here, as we saw this morning and in the arrival when he arrived from the airport. He'll be heading for this incredible place. It's the Terreiro de Paso, or Promenade Esplanade in English, where he'll be presiding over the first of the three holy masses of this apostolic visit. So the first Holy Mass, that's quite an important event. For the record, the second Mass will take place on the 13th of May in Fatima itself, and the last on Friday in the northern city of Oporto. Clearly the crowds in the Terreiro de Paso have already gathered, an estimated 160,000 faithful. This promenade esplanade isn't large enough to contain all those people. It's a holiday in Lisbon for the occasion of the Pope's visit, so there are large crowds. And they've spilled out on the neighbouring squares and will be able to follow the Mass on bumper screens. Ema, I don't know if you've ever been to Lisbon, but this is a breathtaking place by the river Tejo, where a designer-style minimalistic altar has been set up, covered by an awning in white stone, which is symbolic of the stones in the riverbed. The impression is one of merging with the river itself, this great river from where seafarers and evangelizers once set out to sea in their caravels, bringing their faith with them to the four corners of the world. The backdrop is stunning too, as on the opposite side of the river, on the southern bank of the river Tejo, the great statue of Christ the King, or Cristo Rey, stands tall with its open arms. It's inspired by the Rio de Janeiro one, and there's a shrine there built by the church to give thanks for the Portuguese not entering the Second World War. And the shrine is currently celebrating its 50th. I mention this because Pope Benedict is scheduled to deliver a message to the rector there, before, on a less official note, going back to the Nunciature, where he'll be greeting young people with open arms.
Well, Veronica, quite a busy first day there. We also had his first words to the people of Portugal, a very strong message, particularly about secularism and the dialectic between faith and reason. But what can we look forward to tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow there'll be a meeting in the morning, and it's his last appointment in Lisbon, with the world of culture. We know the Pope privileges this sort of encounter. He's very much at ease in this sort of environment. He does so at Blyme Cultural Centre on the waterfront, built to host Portugal's presidency of the European Union in 1992, and afterwards hosting many other European summits. I spoke to someone who's taking part in the meeting. He's Dean of Theology at the prestigious Catholic University of Lisbon. His name is Father Peter Stilwell.
Well, I think there are two things which come together. One is that Patriarch in Lisbon is very interested in the influence that can be exercised in the cultural world by the church, because, as you may know, in Latin countries, the tendency has been to push the church towards the edge of culture. We realize that this is an important place to challenge contemporary values and outlooks on life. Then the present Pope, Benedict XVI, is obviously a keen intellectual himself, and he is read with interest by people who would not normally consider themselves Catholics, because they find him exactly that, challenging.
Well, that's something to look forward to tomorrow, Veronica. And you will be joining us live on the line from Portugal with all the latest news from Pope Benedict XVI's second day there. Thank you very much, Veronica.
Thank you. I'll be in Fatima tomorrow then.
Well, earlier today, Veronica sent us a report on Pope Benedict's first words to the people and faithful of Portugal, urging them to address the true meaning of freedom.
Atlantic skies and the sun shining as a 32-strong children's choir from the prestigious Lisbon Academy of Santa Cecilia sang the hallmark hymn, marking this journey to welcome Benedict XVI on Portuguese soil for the first time as Roman pontiff. Bem-vindo, Santo Padre, bem-vindo in Portugal, the children sang, while all the while the President of the Republic, Aníbal Cavaco da Silva, and his wife stood by standing together with the Patriarch of Lisbon, Cardinal José da Cruz Policarpo, in the presence of both state and church authorities. And there were speeches, beginning with the welcoming party.
Santo Padre, é com profundo júbilo que meu nome...
The President, who welcomed the Pope at the start of this journey, rife with meaning, he said, for Portugal, describing him as a messenger of hope at a time of uncertainty. I come, he remarked, as a pilgrim to Our Lady of Fatima, referring to the apparitions which took place in the Marian Shrine almost a century ago, describing this moment as a window of hope that God opens when a man closes the door to him.
A visita que agora inicio sob o signo da esperança.
Insisting moments later that this visit is under the sign of hope, intended as a proposal of wisdom and mission, a reference to the theme the bishops of Portugal suggested for this visit. And going on to explain how from a wise vision of life and of the world, the just ordering follows. Benedict XVI then placed the Church in a historical context once again, pointing out its openness to cooperating with anyone who does not marginalize or reduce to the private sphere the essential consideration of the human meaning of life. The point at issue, he insisted, is not an ethical confrontation between a secular and a religious system, so much as a question about the meaning that we give to freedom. The first morning appointment for the Holy Father in Lisbon was a perfect venue to begin a visit to a nation of seafarers. Down by the great river Tejo he went, to a place steeped in symbolism, relating to explorers and evangelizers. It's the Mosteiro do Jeronimus, the Monastery of St. Jerome, a masterpiece of flamboyant Gothic Manuelin architecture dating back to the 16th century, built to give thanks to Our Lady for the safe return of the man who discovered the passage to India, Vasco da Gama. Today still a place of hospitality, a special one, given it's now the venue for all state ceremonial, such as the Pope's, who was received for the second time by the President and his wife. First the playing of the national anthems, and the Pope smiled gently. Then the firing of cannons from a ship in the River Tejo, and finally a military parade. And also today, still a place to seek spiritual comfort, for within there is the ancient church by the name of Santa Maria de Blaim, or St. Mary of Bethlehem, built before the monastery. And in the Pope went, past the main entrance with its complex shrine-like hierarchy of stone figures dominated by Henry the Navigator, past the tomb of Vasco da Gama, and into this ancient church, while all the while the choir sang a hymn in his honour. Where, like Vasco da Gama, the Holy Father prayed, not through the night, perhaps, nor before setting sail for India, but at the start of his first apostolic visit to Portugal to express his Marian devotion in the footsteps of his predecessors to the See of Peter. With the Pope in Portugal, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.